July 24, 2012, day 3 of FHL week this year. My day started by stopping by at the office to deliver and donate a cargo trailer to a person in need. This person is a handyman and he is really in need of help. And this trailer will help him in his job. Later on, we receive 10 youth from Illinois and Ohio through Week of Hope. And they cleaned the outside of the office, our picnic area. And also they cleaned real well the inside of the office. They also unloaded the bus that we use for Faith, Hope, and Love Week prayer celebration last Sunday. Later, around 9:30, our partner, Catholic Charity, came over together with a refugee. His name is Hassan, and we donated a Mazda van to him. He's been in this country for just about 6 months, and he used to be a taxi driver in Uganda and came to the United States, and he's very thankful to receive a vehicle through the partnership of Faith, Hope, and Love and Catholic Charities. My second stop was at the Storehouse Ministries at Grace Assembly of God in Greenwood, Indiana. We received 5 donated sewing machines that in the future we'll be using to manufacture Christian clothes or decent clothes for youth. We send them also several volunteers to help them clean their storehouse. And they are planning to launch this ministry during Faith, Hope, and Love Week. It's a big storehouse, and they already receive a lot of donations, and they're already actually providing donations to those people in need. My last stop was at our There's Hope project with Angie White. I went there together with one of our board of directors, Donna Cherry, and she has a power washer, and one of the projects that we're going to do in this There's Hope project is to paint the outside of the 40 years old trailer. We will also do some flooring there for Angie, and also repair the siding of her garage door. Tomorrow we will have Backhoe and Bobcat, a partner of ours, is going to provide that to clear the shrubberies, the branches, and basically help us out to clean up the 1 acre yard that she has. So this is my blog today. So just stay tuned, and many more miracles is going to happen through the grace of God. One last thing, through our partner, Mr. Quick, they surprised Faith, Hope, and Love, and also Angie by providing 3 brand new ceiling fan, and they also installed it yesterday. We were just going to ask them to install a ceiling fan that we're still waiting for the donation, but they did not wait for that. Instead, they bought 3 brand new ceiling fans, and they installed it as well. That's a miracle. Until then, we'll talk to you later. God bless you.